All right, friends, and welcome to another episode of Evolve with Danny Morrell. I got to tell you guys, this week is a special, special show because we have one of, I think, the world's peak performance strategists. This guy is a coach, not only for major NFL football players, but Division I college sports programs. I'm going to get right to it because talk about an episode that's going to help you evolve and transform your discipline and your mind. This is the episode. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you, my good friend, Mr. Ben Newman. Ben, how are you, bud?
Danny, I am doing great. It's great to be with you. I preferred when we were in LA together in person, but we got to do what we got to do. So I appreciate the invitation and too many kind words from you. I hope I can back it up. So I appreciate you, brother.
You will, my friend. Why don't we do this? You know, I had the good fortune of, we met on Instagram actually, you know, and we met on Instagram. And then when you came out to LA, we had you, we connected, and actually you were, and you will be a part of our event Relentless once we finally have it, which I'm looking forward to having this year. Why don't you do this? Just share with our audience a little bit about yourself, a little bit about what you do, and then we'll go from there.
Well, I love the word relentless, and you know, when the invitation was there to be there for the event, it was a natural fit, and I've always loved just your mission and your vision and your passion and just the energy from the picture. So I know it's delayed. I can't wait to be there with you. And, you know, right now, similar to when we're together, I'll share some of my story because I think it's important because we all have a story. I think that's one of the reasons why you and I connected so deeply is because you've been through challenge and adversity. I've been through challenge and adversity. And you can mention all those things, the professional athletes and sports teams and billion-dollar companies that I get to coach. And those things are great. But I believe my opportunity to be with all of you is the fact that I've been shaken to the core personally, and I've been shaken to the core professionally. I had to grow up fast. My parents were divorced when I was 6 months old, never knew them together. Mom was diagnosed with a rare muscle disease called amyloidosis when I was 5 years old. She was told she was only the second woman under 40 years old they'd ever seen or heard of having amyloidosis. Every single one of you listening, Danny, myself, we all have amyloids in our muscles. If you have an excess of amyloids, you have amyloidosis. It eats away at your muscles. Of course, your heart's a muscle. And I watched my mom battle. I watched my mom fight. And it taught me to appreciate living one day at a time. And I'm going to go right to the heart quick. My mom passed 11 days before my 8th birthday. So when I say I had to grow up fast, I had to grow up fast. And Danny, I was so blessed to have mentors and coaches and people in my life to help pick me up on the days that I felt like I couldn't do it, when I felt like I had no strength. And that's really continued for me. You know, even though I'm a coach, you know, I was a financial advisor operating at a very high level in that industry for over 10 years, which is how my speaking and coaching started. And the things I've been able to do, I still have challenge, I still have struggle, and I still go back to my mom's lessons, which taught me about mental toughness. I mean, she was the real mental toughness warrior of my life, which I'll share more of. And I just think for all of us, especially in these trying times that we're in America, I mean, just the racism just rips my heart out, right? An opportunity to understand, to listen, just to learn, like what more action can I take to battling through, you know, adversity and challenge of COVID. I mean, there's just so much stuff that I think it's so important for all of us to shift to the perspective and to figure out, you know, what can we do to just keep fighting in our lives and to surround ourselves with the right people. And that's what my mother did for me.
I love that, Ben. You know what's so interesting is that, you know, meeting you, and that's the beautiful thing about peak performing human beings. You know, that's the beautiful thing about human beings that have evolved. Meeting you, I would have never guessed that because you seem so well put together mentally, emotionally, physically. You seem like the type of individual that's just always on it, you know. Talk to me for a second because there's a lot going on right now in our country. You know, you help some great NFL players. You're a coach for the Alabama football program, which I have a lot of respect for. You know, winning leaves clues, right? And so does losing, right? And when it comes to winning and winning at a moment like this, What could you tell our listeners about what it takes to win during all this chaos and during everything that's going on right now in our country?
Well, I'm going to give you the easy answer and then the part where I would prefer that we spend our time, because I think it's more long term. It is way more important. I think you and I could debate COVID. Relentless probably could have happened and everything would have been okay. So I think we'll make it through COVID. It's tragedy, the number of deaths, but there's so many people dying from so many things. And so COVID has been terrible for the country. I don't even think we've seen the worst yet, but I would say a solution there is you got to show up every day. You have to continue to do the things. I can't control what happened yesterday. I can't control tomorrow, but I can control my attitude, my effort, my belief in how I show up today. And so it's just continuing to do the little things that win the day one day at a time. As far as the racism issue goes, which is the real issue, I mean, you talk about 400 years of persecution in this country. I mean, I am sick of it. I mean, I was blessed to be raised in a house where I was surrounded by people from all walks of life. That's the way my children are going to be raised. And I'll tell you what, I'll actually share a lesson that Coach Saban always shares. And when you hear these things, you realize he's teaching things that are far beyond football. If you were to come to a practice with me, Coach Saban will say, the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. And he'll talk about making yourself uncomfortable. I can't speak for anybody else, but I think the persecution has gone on long enough that I want to put action behind words, right? I want to know what more I can do, because I feel like for African Americans that they've been fighting for 400 years, right? So like, what more can I do? What action can I take? So the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. So if we're going to get uncomfortable on a football field, we have to have uncomfortable conversations right now. And we have to have a willingness to have those conversations that other people are unwilling to have, and to lend our hands, and most importantly, to lend our ears right now. Because if we don't have a willingness to do those things, there isn't going to be change. And enough is enough.
Sure. I love that. And so, you know, the question becomes then for you, it's, you know, what are some ways that you in your personal life and maybe in your professional life as well are being the change, right? Because I think, you know, that's the way I see. I heard something this weekend, you know, is when we change ourselves, we change the world, you know? Yep. And that's what I like to focus on doing, is continuously working on developing and changing myself, right? So how are you being the change that we wish to see in the world?
You hesitate to answer these questions because I don't want anybody thinking, oh, he's trying to act like he's the example of exactly what you need to do. I'm trying to figure out the very best things to do. But here's something that I've tried is, no matter who my audience is, the emotion I'm sharing right now, I mean, you can see the veins popping out of the neck. It's like a locker room talk, right? I mean, I get passionate about these things because enough is enough. I mean, some of my closest friends, I mean, my godson is African-American. Right? One of the first players to ever take me to the Super Bowl. I mean, my godson is an African-American. To think that he's going to grow up and potentially get pulled over and have these same issues, I mean, it's just enough. And so one of the things that I've done, I'll give you a perfect example. Last week, I was on I do a lot of work with financial advisors at coaching work, and I was on a Zoom meeting, and it was six white financial advisors. And one of the advisors at the end, we did some question and answer, and he says, how are you doing? Like, how's your speaking and how's your coaching? Like, are you keeping busy during this time? And I took like 30 seconds to answer the speaking and the coaching. And we had an uncomfortable conversation about racism in this country. And so once again, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I think it's when there's seven white people on a Zoom call that you're having the conversation. It's not that you're having the conversation when it's really convenient. You want to show like, you know, I'm rising up. No, you do it when it matters the most. And that's with individuals who maybe, I was blessed that if this wasn't for me, but maybe they grew up in households where they heard nasty things about other people. And so they're the ones who have to choose to change that dialogue if this country's going to change.
I love that, Ben. I love that you stood up for it. I love that you actually, you use that as an opportunity, because you're right. You know, maybe for somebody like me, you know, maybe racism doesn't affect me as much. And that's because I, like you, grew up in a home where, you know, my best friend was African-American. I lived in the ghetto, quite frankly. So there, I said it, you know, where there were very little whites. There was nothing but Hispanics, blacks. And yet in my heart, Ben, I want to share with you something that I've chosen to do as I became an adult. You know, I've chosen to just not see color, you know? I've chosen to just focus on the heart. Because, the more and more work that I've done myself spiritually, the more and more that I realize, Ben, that we are all one, my friend. Like, we're all the same, you know? And in our industry, for example, you know, we tend to see a lot of groups and organizations where there's like the Hispanic this or the Asian this or the black this or the white this. And, you know, I've always thought to myself, don't we realize that by separating ourselves, we're actually furthering the problem? You know, if we could just see ourselves as one, right, as one heart, one human race, then that, I think, is the beginning of healing. So, you know, kudos to you, man, because in that moment, you said something that might have made people uncomfortable, but I'm sure it had a major impact on them as well.
And I think that's where it's one conversation at a time. It's one, you know, one person at a time. It's me wanting to listen. You know, my naturalness is I want to give the solution, right? And for me,
that's how men are. Men in general just want to give the solution.
Right. Yeah. Right. And I don't have the solution, but I want to know what I can do. And so, you know, those are some of the starting points. But I welcome any feedback and conversation of things that can be done, because this world needs to change.
Tell me something, Ben. This is something that just came to me. How do you balance? Because I think this is why I've always liked you, and I've had an affinity towards you. How do you balance, you know, being gung-ho, determined, wanting to grow a big business, yet also being a kind human being? You know, because I think nowadays people don't realize that you can do both, you know? I think nowadays people think of successful businessmen or successful businesswomen as being so one-dimensional that they forget to be kind human beings. How do you do that?
Well, I think you just choose to be kind. And, you know, I know that's a simple answer, but I'll tell you from my heart, my mother, her last year living, we had 24-hour nursing care in our house. So my mom, picture this. So she had a little TV room, and then she had her bedroom. So her last year living, I remember when 24-hour nursing care comes into the house, removes the belongings from the TV room, turns it into a hospital room, and my mother would come to the dinner table with an IV stand every single night, 24-hour nursing care in the house. And sometimes it took one nurse, sometimes it took two, but my mother would put one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other, to get to the head of that dining room table to ask my brother and I how our day was at school. So for me, like I feel blessed to be given the gift of life today. I don't really have it in me to be some ignorant, pompous, you know, individual, act like I'm better than somebody else. And even, you know, I think sometimes people, you know, they see a persona. I had somebody, you know, you post pictures sometimes, and you know, you may post something that's material, and you post it material to motivate others of what's possible. And then you get the people who like throw stones at you, and it's like, whoa, look at my other 3,000 posts, like, right? And so I think for all of us, it's recognizing, just be a good person and recognize the gift you've been given of this day, and just try to make the world a better place, because every day for me is a gift. You know, my mother passed away when she was 38 years old. I'm 41. I've been given 3 extra years of life that my mother never had. So to be rude or to be negative, it's just not in my nature. I have negative thoughts, but I do the very best I can to replace them with positivity.
I love that. Let me ask you this question, Ben. Let's shift a little bit. You've been blessed to be able to help some of the world's greatest athletes, you know. I know the last time that we met face-to-face here, you were in town to help some of the Rams, right? Could you share with us a key differentiator or something that you see peak performing athletes do or practice that causes them to rise up and step up to the challenge continuously?
Yeah, so I'd say, look over my shoulder here. There's a jersey there, a number 80 jersey. A guy by the name of Jerry Rice wore that. I think everybody knows who Jerry Rice is, arguably the greatest football player to ever walk the face of the earth. And I remember when Jerry and I shared the stage in Vegas and spent time together, and Jerry said to me, before we took the stage, we're backstage in the green room, and he looks and he says, man, you know what I've never understood? How could somebody not give 100% when it's 100% their choice? And I actually asked him, what makes you great? And that was his response. And so whenever I'm around a high performer, I like to pay attention. I like to learn. I mean, I read so many books. I've got two coaches myself. I'm trying to figure it out because I want to study the high performers. And so you hear that from Jerry Rice, or you could take one of the top financial advisors I work with, right? I mean, a young guy in his early 30s, just having a huge impact on the world of financial services, probably in the top 0.5% of advisors. And the guy is not seduced by success. Jerry Rice is not seduced by success. And the highest performers, every day they wake up and they connect to this burn, this fire inside of them. So many people, you were on our show, The Burn, and loved our episode together. And so many people, they talk about why and purpose, but they forget to talk about what ignites that burn that lights the why and the purpose on fire. Jerry Rice had that burn to say, it doesn't matter how many touchdowns I score. I'm not going to be seduced by success. I'm going to chase greatness tomorrow.
I love that.
This financial advisor, Claudio, he has this burn. He's a first generation from Brazil here in this country. His parents left great jobs to have nothing here to give him an opportunity. He doesn't care what he sold yesterday or what he thinks he's going to sell tomorrow. He connects to his burn, and he's not seduced by success. And far too often, I work with individuals where they're just starting to break through, and then they have a great month. They make a big sale in your industry. Couple go on a great run of closings in the real estate business, and they're like, Danny, I'm good. And then all of a sudden, 4 months from now, they're like, Danny, don't you remember when I was on fire? And you're like, yeah, but you haven't worked in the last 4 months. So when we take the average of that, it's pretty average. And so we get seduced by success. The highest performers, they do not do that. Nick Saban doesn't get seduced by success. Danny Morrell does not get seduced by success. Jerry Rice does not get seduced by success. So I think let me ask a question to everybody, and this is fair because I can't see anybody, and I want this to feel like it's a little mini coaching session. I can't see you nod or raise your hand. Has that ever happened to you? You know, because if it has, then acknowledge it, be truthful with yourself, and say, wow, I never thought about it that way. But when I make a lot of money, I take my foot off the gas. And I believe success is winning one day at a time based upon your effort and the ability to look in the mirror and say, today I gave it everything that I had. And if you have the ability to do that, nobody can ever take that away from you. Nobody can ask any more of you than that. And you won't be driven by the sales of the money you make. You'll be driven by the impact and the opportunity to chase your greatness.
I love that, Ben. You know what's so interesting? Everything you said was so spot on. And in particular, the part you said about giving it everything you had. You know, there's so many people in my industry, and I think in the sales industry in general, who have a very difficult time not working on the weekends. You know, I'm a big believer. I haven't worked a single weekend, nor will I ever. I just will not work a weekend.
Right.
That's for me and for my family, you know? And I believe that one of the major reasons why people do continue to work on the weekends is because they feel deep in their gut that they didn't give it the best that they had Monday through Friday. And so if you ever feel like you didn't give it the best that you have Monday through Friday, guess what happens? You feel like there's more to do. You feel like you let yourself down and you feel like you gotta make up for it. And so subconsciously speaking, what is really happening is you're triggered because of your performance, not the results, because the performance will lead to the right results. When your performance is off, you feel, you know what? I didn't perform at my capacity, so I have to perform a little bit more. And people get in this trap where they're working 7 days a week. I know people, Ben, you know as well as I do, that they don't travel. They don't vacation. They don't go see the rest of the world. They're not living life. They're not living life. As a result, they're so disconnected with their children because of that one thing. If they would just give it their all Monday through Friday, heck, Monday through Thursday. Monday through Thursday. Ben, you could do a lot Monday through Thursday. Would you agree?
Without question. And, you know, there's a lot of coaches, a lot of speakers, they will say that balance doesn't exist. They'll say, oh, you just work really, really hard and take time off. And I find that's a cop-out because they're not slowing down to do the things that cause them to have balance. So imagine, we teach it, we call it a prize fighter day. So it's choosing daily behaviors based upon your choices, right? It's not a result. What do you want to do personally that's going to cause you to win professionally and of service to others? And creating a life of balance. So it could be working out, nutrition, being present and focused with my family, the number of sales calls that I make, unexpected intentional touches to people in my organization to drive culture, and then doing a random act of kindness for somebody. That's balance. But what ends up happening is we skip our workout, we wake up late, we get into the office, and I sold something big last week, and so then this day kind of gets away, and this day, and we're not intentional with our action, and then we make excuses. Oh, and so I think for anybody watching, you can change the behavior. You don't have to trip on anything that's behind you. And everybody watching right now, if you want to change, literally change your life, identify what your burn is. Identify what truly drives you. Like, my burn is my mom. I think about my mom and her legacy every single day and continuing to write her story. There's no going back to bed when I connect to that flame. And that's the same for all of you. There's something that drives you. Connect to that first. And then identify, what does it mean for you to win every day? I don't know, but you certainly do. And if you choose that, and I'd say for the next 7 days, connect to your burn, identify what it looks like to win, and just hit that every day, personally, professionally, no excuses. You're going to start to build confidence like, wow, I actually can have balance. I can live a fulfilled life. I can be present and focused with my kids. I mean, Danny, you're at home right now with your three beautiful children, right? And it's late afternoon, and before we started, you're with your kids. So who's to say that there's no balance, right? You could easily say, oh, I'm just going to have a nanny out of this. No, it doesn't mean that you don't have help, but you were locked in and focused with your kids. I could tell you were focused with your kids before you went and hit this play button, record button.
It's so interesting you say that, Ben, and thank you for acknowledging that. You know, I decided very early on in life, it started with my little brother. You'll love this. My little brother Anthony was a baseball player, and what I want is freedom, and what I want to help people receive is freedom. And you see, I believe that freedom is really being free in the four equities, which is mind, body, business, right? Mind, body, business, and soul. Okay, and you got to be free in all four of those things. Well, it's kind of interesting you say that, but when my little brother was in high school, I made the conscious decision I would never miss his baseball game. That's it, Ben. It was just a decision. It was a decision that I made. You know, he at the time was 16, 17 years old. I was 26, 27 years old. I was at the forefront of growing my business, but I made the decision. I will never miss one of his games. Sure enough, I never missed a game. Then I made the decision, I will never work a Sunday for as long as I live. Sure enough, I never worked a Sunday again for as long as I live. Then I made the decision, I will never miss work a Saturday again for as long as I live. And you see, if we're talking about balance, Ben, that's how you can have it all. That's how you could have a healthy life. That's how you could have great relationship and time with your children. That's how you could grow a business. It's a decision. It's a decision. Because failure to me is making all the money in the world, but your kids not knowing you. Failure to me is making all the money in the world, but being 35 pounds overweight. Failure to me is you not reaching your true potential. And true potential has nothing to do with only money. Money is simply just a vehicle. It's a tool that allows you to have freedom and everything. You know, who would I be if I grew a business yet I don't travel, if I don't see the world? How am I living if I don't see the world, you know? And so I just told my assistant the other day, book me a 2-week trip to Italy. I'm out of here. And so I try to take at least two trips because really, Ben, really, balance is simply a decision. if you just decide to have balance, you will have it all, you know?
Yeah. Right. You absolutely nailed it. And it every choice comes with an opportunity to reverse engineer the choices that you have to make to achieve it. And so for you, some of them are simple, right? I'm going to make every baseball game, and you make every baseball game. If it's I want to lose 35 pounds, that doesn't happen overnight. So you have to reverse engineer it and say, okay, am I going to start with a cleanse to reset and recalibrate my food choices? Am I just going to remove calories? Am I going to remove an extra meal? Am I going to work out more and figure out, okay, how often do I need to work out? What are my food choices? And guess what? You're going to lose weight. It's the consistency in the decisions you make once the goal has been established. And I think a lot of people, I think it's important we mention this because you and I are so wired the same way, is that a lot of people say, well, they don't care about results. They're just talking about being your best in process. It's the contrary. I know you're a big thinker. I'm a big thinker. But once I set the goal, you just wake up and say, dear God, give it to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
Well, Ben, check this out. So let's take it a step further, because this is the next step. And I'm so glad we're having this conversation. See, most people think, you know, wait a minute. Like, I had the audacity to think I'll never miss one of my brother's games. You know, I had the audacity to think I want to be a great father and I want to be present for my boys. Right. Well, here's what stops most people is limited thinking, is the mental barriers that we decide to buy into. So some of you, if you're listening out there, you would think, oh yeah, Danny, that's great. Well, you could say that you're not going to miss one of your brother's games because you have money. No, hang on a second. You reverse engineer it. You see, when you want to not miss a game so bad, then the second question is, who would I have to be in order to earn the money that I need to earn to put me in a position to never miss my brother's game? That's the key. And that's where most people fail, is they think to themselves, oh, that'll never happen. And then boom, they just chop themselves off at the legs. Same thing with being healthy. People see me all this time. During COVID, I had this something called the Morel Mind Body Business Soul Challenge, where I worked out every day for two times a day. I did hydrotherapy. I meditated every single day, you know? And I didn't miss a single day, right? And to me, it's not even a challenge anymore. It's just part of how I live, right? And yet some people think to themselves, I can't be healthy. I'm so stressed out at work. Okay, wait a minute. Why are you working there then? Why are you accepting that job? Why are you accepting that position? You see, Ben, I'm sure you would agree, when you really want something bad enough, right? Like, where I see my life and the vision for my life, I have the money that I need. I have the body that I need in order to last me 120 years. That's my goal, right? I have peace of mind in my soul. I've healed all my emotional trauma. I've done all the things that I need to do. I have a clear mind, right? I have financial prosperity. I don't ever think to myself, I can't have that because of this. No, I think the opposite. Since I want that so bad, what do I need to do about the thing that is limiting it, right?
Let me share something that I love about you. And this goes back to the interview. It goes back to me hearing you talk about your family. When we spent time together in when I was there in California, you continue to give yourself permission to go for it. And most people, they don't give themselves permission, right? So what you just said is, you said, I'm going to go to these baseball games, and you gave yourself permission to say, so that means that, like, on Mondays, I need to work as hard as I possibly can until this time when I go home, and then on Tuesday, and then on what? And so because you gave yourself permission, you then had the peace of mind when you're sitting at the game going, oh my God, I got to get back to the office. I got to get back there. No, you're sitting there relaxed going, you know what? Thank goodness I worked so hard because I gave myself permission. And that's what I hear when I hear stories like this. And so for everybody, it just starts with, and remember, Danny and I are being totally fair because I can't see you, right? And so I don't, just answer this for you. Give yourself permission. Pick one thing and just go for it. Go for it like you never have. And I would help you just with one recommendation for everybody listening. Do what I call the unrequired. So the unrequired is something that I always share with our athletes and business professionals. The unrequired is a mindset of doing the things that other people can't see, they won't do, they won't talk about that we as high performers choose to make a priority. And so for everybody listening, if you want the unrequired, guess what you have to do? You have to do the required. You can't have the unrequired, right? So as a for instance, it's tricks that we play to program our mind to take the action. So if somebody says to me, you know, Danny, for me to be at that baseball game, I have to do 20 phone calls every single day. Well, then the unrequired is 21 or it's 22. Just add 10%.
I thought 30.
So the point is just add a percentage. It's not work 5 extra hours. It might be 2 extra phone calls. But if you commit to doing the unrequired, you have to do the 20. If you do the 20, you're going to do the 2 extra. Compound the math on that. You're going to make way more sales that give you peace of mind to enjoy the baseball game. It's subtle little changes, but you got to give yourself permission to go for it.
Ben, I'm going to take this a whole nother direction because you said something that I hear all the time. You know, and the public knows that Claudia and I are divorced now. And I'll give you a perfect example. I'm home with my kids for the next 5 days. It's Claudia's birthday, okay? It's Claudia's birthday, and for her birthday, she wanted to go away on vacation. So guess what I said? Sure, no problem. Go away on vacation. That's the kind of relationship we have, right? People marvel at our relationship. They're literally like, I don't know how you guys do it. How do you guys get along? How do you guys, we vacation together as a family still. We sleep in the same house without any funny business. Like we just, you know, get along, you know? And you know where it came from, Ben? Here's where it came from. The same thing back when I was a young man and I decided to say, I'm never gonna miss my little brother's baseball game. And I decided what I wanted in my life. And then I made my life fit my decision. That's the same thing I decided here. I thought to myself, if I'm going to be divorced, if this is what's gonna happen, then this is the vision that I have of how my family is going to be. There will be no anger. There will be no hostility. There will be no drama. There will be no arguing. There will be no expensive divorce attorney. There's only going to be doing the right thing. And that starts with me. And by the way, that's not about my kids. That's not do it for the kids. I think that's the biggest cop out. Let me tell them to come turn off the TV. That's not about the little one just turned off the TV. That's not about doing it for the kids. I don't buy that. No, you do that for yourself. You do that because the way you want to live your life is stress-free, is drama-free, is anger-free, is jealousy-free, is negative energy-free. And that's what I was able to do. I was able to decide. And then guess what? Luckily, I was blessed to be with someone that feels the same way. And here we are living an incredible, incredible family unit. We call it our modern family, but why? It was because a decision was made as to what we wanted for our lives, and that decision came first.
Mm. That's incredible. Absolutely, absolutely incredible.
And Ben, it's the same decision that people can make in every area of their life. They could do it in their fitness, they could do it in their mind, they could do it in their emotion. They could do it in their finances. They just have to really decide how important that thing is for them. And then they go out there and fight for it. And once they declare, and once anyone declares that that's what they want, they do not stop until that's what they achieve. Period. End of story.
Love it. Absolutely love it. And what you do is you also, it's not protecting yourself, right? So it's when you go for it, you give yourself permission, but don't protect yourself. Anybody could set a really small goal. But if you're going to go for it, I encourage you to really go for it, because we all know what it looks like to perform at our highest level. But right. The tough part is showing up every day and doing it. And those Jerry Rices, the Claudio Gambins, the Danny Morels, like you show up every day and you just do what you say you're going to do. And if you stack those days together, you will live a balanced life and you will love the freedom and the peace of mind that you experience.
Ben, I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but I'm going to throw it out there. By the way, are you having fun? I'm having a blast right now.
No, I can do this all night long.
But this is a little tip for all of our listeners. This has been my greatest secret. Ben, you're going to love this. You know what I do? You know the game I play in my head? Here's the game I play in my head. So I was making $1 million a year at 27 years old. Okay, true story. And you know where that happened? I was making $1.5 million I did that year, and without working weekends. And here's why that happened. It happened because I looked around and everyone in my industry worked 7 days a week and made about 150K a year. So here's the game I played, okay? Same thing with being a divorced couple. I watch most divorced couples. I watch what they go through. I watch the drama. I watch the anger. I watch the poor pain that the kids have. And here's the greatest game that I've played in my life. And it's the greatest game that has helped me much. Here's the game. You ready? I look at what everybody else has. And I do the exact opposite. I used to say in my real estate business, Ben, I said, you know what? Everybody works 7 days a week and makes only six figures. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to play that game. I'm going to work 4.5 days a week and work and make seven figures. I look at, you know, being divorced. I said, you know what? Everybody gets mad at each other. Everybody's frustrated. Everybody's pissed off with each other. All these little kids are growing up with emotional trauma. No. I'm going to make a beautiful union. I'm going to make our love even deeper than it ever was before after divorce, you see? And so if you look at what everybody else has and you ask yourself this question, wait a minute, why do I have to live my life like that? Why don't I create a new example? Then you start becoming a new example. And that's been my greatest secret.
That's incredible. You see, so much of this is mindset. You know, people think that it's just hard work. One of the first rules of sports psychology is for an athlete to perform at their highest level, they cannot solely rely on their natural talents and abilities. They have to understand the mental toughness side of what it takes to achieve peak performance. It's a combination of both. See, and that's right. What you shared. I have to be intentional in my thinking to have an awareness to evaluate the decisions I have to make that are different than what the normal is if I want to do the things that a high performer does, which is not normal, right? Performing at a high level, it is not normal. It's not for everybody, and that's okay. Some people will listen to this conversation and say, oh my gosh, there's something wrong with the two of those guys. And they'll say, it's too much, it's too much. But it's not for everybody, and that's okay. But to think that you can do this just on grit and determination, because what I hear when I hear you share that story is you have people who for 7 days, they work so that they can say, I work 7 days. 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 days, they're not doing what they need to do because in their mind they're saying, well, I have Friday, I've got Saturday, I've got Sunday, I'll make it up. They never make it up. Where you said, I'm going to be disciplined to have parameters on my schedule, which forces me to make the decisions I need to make to have this life. That's not normal. It requires mental toughness. It requires different thinking, intentionality, awareness. And to me, that's what I hear in a story like that, which is beautiful. You said, I'm going to do something different. But you were intentional in how you made that happen.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Ben, so being that I've got the little one running around, right? And he's turning on the TV and he's starting to get a little antsy, you know, final thoughts, man. I mean, you know, love your energy, love your humility, love your heart, love your hard work, love your big thinking, everything about you, man. What's the one thing you would leave our listeners with that you feel could truly, truly make an impact in their life?
Well, I'll mention two words for two significant reasons, and then I'll leave you with the greatest life lesson I've ever learned. So the first thing I would say is evolve, right? I mean, look at the podcast you're listening to is evolve. You know, we're never a finished product. We are never a finished product. I've got two coaches. I'm a coach type performer, some of the highest performers in the world. I've got two coaches. I'm on my 16th book of the year, and it's June. So I'm trying to figure out what it means to be our best. Always evolve. Stay relentless, right? And that's a plug for I can't wait to be back either when you get the date. So, you know, stay relentless in everything that you do. Give yourself that permission and then make the right choices. My mom taught me the greatest life lesson I've ever learned. It's not how long you live. It's how you choose to live your life.
I love that. Ben, thank you so much, man. It's been an honor. Look forward to getting to know you even more. Look forward to seeing you on the stage at Relentless this year. And if you've enjoyed this show, which I'm going to actually listen to this show for myself too.
I think I have too.
I love the show that much. please just give us a 4 or 5 star rating wherever you watch it, on YouTube, on podcasts, whatever the case may be, and share it with the people that mean the most to you. Guys, that's a wrap. That's this week's episode for Evolve with Danny Morrell. We will see you next week, same time. Take care. Bye-bye.